We're recording.
That's your copy. All right, so we're going to send that letter out. We got a looks like we started at 10:30 on Monday.
Oh, still in the
10:30.
Oh, on budget.
Yeah.
Still on this budget, obviously, for our revenues. I'm really concerned that we are going to be under the amount that we've put in, even though my original forecast was $6,425,000. I'm not sure that that's... I'm not concerned what's going to happen now.
Well, I'm concerned that... I was at the legislative update this morning, just for an hour, and, you know, both Senator Representative spoke and the House person spoke, and it was pretty much agreed that they believe that Congress will not take any action, and that none of the tax credits will be extended. So the proverbial blow over the cliff, they're pretty sure it's going to happen.
Well, I mean, that has lots of ramifications. It might very well be the absolute best thing that could happen.
Well, I'm talking from our
other perspective.
I mean, that
stock market's going to drop.
They're saying another recession. Anyway, they said that they're pretty sure because December 21st is the last day of session before the first of the year. And there is no discussion about extending the 21st, coming back from after Christmas.
I thought it was positive this morning when Boehner, when it was announced that President Boehner individually are meeting just the two of them.
Yeah.
That was a positive step. It was Joe that was talking about this morning. All of that does affect our budget and what's going to happen with what our obvious monies that are available, but if
the question is,
we really need to consider evaluating.
I mean, we're at $6.6 million came in.
Jim, the reason I say that is because once we award the budget, we got to come up with it. The elected officials can spend it.
Well, that's the question: do we conservatively go after our revenue stream and say we're going to be down 5%, or we're going to be flat?
And if that's the case, do we take every budget and take 5% away from it and then hold it over here in another account called hope we get the bonus?
I'm bringing that up because these guys were talking to their prospective bosses yesterday, and they were saying that they all believe, and then they said, you know, recently a U.S. senator just resigned yesterday. You saw that the minute. And Joanne Emerson was last week.
He went with the think tank?
The Heritage Foundation.
I wonder how many more are going to desert.
That's what their conversation was. I guess there's going to be more. So. Which is a lot of the indication that...
Who's the Speaker Pro Tem right now? Missouri?
Ames? He's supposed to have a
Tim Jones?
Tim Jones. He's supposed to come
not Pro Tem. You're talking about Speaker of the House. For the House.
That's a Speaker. There is a...
Flanagan?
Or who it was. Just yesterday, he was running for that congressional seat. They're going to have a special election. I don't know when that day is going to fall, but...
Ten weeks is what they... But the House has got to... I mean, the Republican Party's got to choose the candidate. Sarah Stillman's name's in there. Boyd Smith's name's in there. And the Democrats, like Russ Carnahan's name's in there. So, it's going to be very... For the 8th congressional, you're saying. That they can see. Because Joanne took her money and walked. So, what?
You said he could run. He had a lot of experience.
Yeah, he can move and win. That's why I say he already unpacked his boxes. Okay.
So we conclude our meeting?
Yeah, we're going to conclude regularly, and we'll go to executive just for a few minutes. We can finish the conversation.
If you will make the motion, we'll be back here.
Motion to go in executive session pursuant 610.021 subsection 3, which is personal. As posted.
Second. The motion has been made and second. We convene executive session under Chapter 610.021, Subsection 3 is posted. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay.